most bands have always done demos. You know, they did dem, they recorded their songs, they send out tapes, they wait for responses, right? No, Jim and I didn't do that. We couldn't do a demo of Bat Outta Hell. It didn't exist. You could not demo Bat Outta Hell. You either had to do Bat Outta Hell or not. And if you think the songs are long now, you should have heard his original stuff. I mean, oh man, 35, 40-minute songs. Think it was like unbelievable. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. The original Paradise, before it went to the record, was 27 minutes long. And then Todd Rundgren, when we got to Paradise, said, "What possibly? What are you? How can I possibly make a record of this?" And he said, "I got to edit this song." So he made it 8.5 minutes. I said, "You've killed the song. You've destroyed a song." He goes, 8.5 minutes, I've destroyed a song? Yes, Todd, you've destroyed it. And so what we used to do is we used to go to people's offices and play the songs live for in their rooms. I mean, there would be little upright pianos that were broken, bad Fender Rhodes, missing keys, out of tune. And we would take Ellen Foley, who was the voice on Paradise. She would go and sing backgrounds just to do Paradise. Well, we would get in these offices, and people would react so funny. They didn't know what to do, especially when we got to Paradise and we started into that. And there, because Jim would do the play-by-play. He'd go, "There it is, line shot up the middle, look at him go." And Ellen and I would just start making out in this guy's offices. I mean, we just, you know, French kissing, you know, hands on breasts, man. We were, and people, whoa, man. You know, and they used to throw us out. They'd do all kinds of things. But the worst was this guy asked Jim if he'd ever listened to rock and roll music. And do you have any clue? He says it's A, B, C. It's verse, bridge, chorus. And then he turns to me and he goes, "You're an actor. Actors don't make records. You're like Ethel Merman. You're like Robert Goulet." And I looked at this man. And I promise you this, I have never been as mad at anyone in my whole life. I was so angry that he asked Jim if he had ever listened to rock and roll music, because Jim was a walking rock and roll encyclopedia. And I go down on the street, it's on 57th and Broadway, and I go down on the street, and he's up, I don't know, 15, 16 floors, and I'm standing on the street, it's 5:30 in the afternoon, there's thousands of people, and I'm standing on the street, and I'm going, "F*** you! F*** you!" Because I was going to show him that he was wrong. And so what I'm going to do now is Paradise. And so you don't mind if we do Paradise, do you? Okay. Let's do Paradise.